What is an emotion that you had that didn't make any sense? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I loved where I went to college. I loved my friends. I loved my classes. It was such a good thing and a good place and a good experience. But I cried on the way to school every time I returned. And on Sundays after church, I would get this sense of dread and anxiety and moodiness so badly that it became a predictable phenomenon. My friends and I would say, "Well, it's Sunday, so of course I feel this way." It was cyclic and probably became a self-made cycle after so much time. It even spilled over when I graduated and moved home. I used to get negative emotions driving with my parents to church on Sundays and senses of dread. Why? I don't know. There were probably lots of reasons. But for the sake of today's discussion, I'm going to say that it's because emotions are complicated. And that's what today's Devo is about. It's called Unexpected Emotions by Abigail Rose. Have you ever been in a really emotional place? One where you've never been before? I have. Those situations are hard to navigate. They can be overwhelming, lonely, and sometimes scary. When complex feelings come our way, it can be easy to believe the lie that we need to isolate ourselves until we fix the problem or get over our feelings. But real freedom is found in asking friends and family to come alongside us and listen to our struggles. This isn't easy. We might worry that the situation will seem small or stupid because we shouldn't be feeling like this and just need to get over it. Or maybe we don't want to burden anyone else with our overwhelming emotions. These worries can make us feel even more lonely, maybe even worthless. But let me encourage you in your struggle. Any emotion we have, whether someone says it's correct or not, is real. Because whether we're misunderstanding a situation or the circumstances truly are that difficult, our emotions are telling us it's time to take a step back and figure out what's going on. Believe it or not, no matter what we're going through, God understands. He created us with emotions because He has emotions. Yet He knows that for humans, processing emotions can be messy because we live in a world that has been broken by sin. Thankfully, God doesn't just understand us. He empathizes with us. How? Because Jesus came and lived among us, fully God and fully human. He experienced all our brokenness firsthand and every emotion that comes with it, even the deep pain of the cross. He wants us to come to Him with every single emotion we have so we can experience His mercy, His care, and His help. We find models of how to do this all throughout the book of Psalms. Many psalms were written by David, a man after God's own heart. David knew God loved him, so he repeatedly poured out his heart to God, no matter what he was feeling. When we have unexpected emotions, we can do the same. We can take deep breaths, call out to God and others, and remember we are not alone. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. What kinds of emotions have you been having lately? It could be this week, today, or right now. Consider taking some time to let out your emotions to God like David did in the Psalms. We all have those times when our emotions feel overwhelming, and this is nothing to be embarrassed about. Who is a trusted Christian in your life who you could be honest with about what you're feeling? As you and I can read in Psalm 62:8, trust in Him at all times. You people, pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge. Now I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Psalm 62 verses 1 through 8, Mark chapter 14 verses 33 through 34, and John chapter 11 verses 32 through 44 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Sometimes our emotions are bigger than we can handle. Sometimes our thoughts are more than we can navigate on our own or even through prayer. If so, it's okay to seek help from medical professionals. And so I'd like to give you a resource. Head over to unlocked.org/counseling to check out a resource today. Also join us for tomorrow's Devo called Controlling My Thoughts with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.